Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of the CorporateCouncil.net. I'm here today with Harlene Ellen, who's publisher of Fine Design, Dine, and Wine. And this is a little bit of an untraditional, first-time-only podcast for me because it's not really in our space. It's regarding fine design, dine, and wine. I've known Harlene since college, a remarkable person. And when you go and click on the link to look at your website, you'll see how talented she is at writing. But she also does a little bit of roller derby mom, and many other things. So pretty remarkable. But we're here to talk about Fine. So the first question for you, Harlene, is what was the purpose of you launching the Fine site?
First of all, hi, Brock. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to have a site that I thought would be interesting to people. I have a background in a couple of different areas. One is in journalism. One is in interior design, and then I've been a lifelong food fanatic. With the change in the economy and the kind of demise of print journalism, I had to come up with an idea of how I could have a career, and so I kind of created my own. The concept of doing a website was actually my husband's idea. And initially, he proposed it as me just focusing on design in general. But there's a lot on design out there, so I kind of wanted to have something that I thought was a little more unique. I've always really, really loved going to restaurants, checking them out, and so I thought that would be a good area to explore.
So how does this site work? What do you do when you actually go in and review a restaurant, and how do you lay it out on your site?
Okay. Well, actually, I call it a showcase rather than a review because I screen everything before it goes up. So I'm not going to have anything that I already haven't deemed worthy in terms of menu and design. And what I do is I take one restaurant per week and I post three times about it. So on Monday, I focus specifically on the design. On Wednesday, I talk about the menu. And on Friday, it's generally a discussion of wine, but it could be craft beer, signature cocktails. I'm even having one coming up. The chef specializes in homemade gourmet milkshakes. So I look at the restaurant from those three different angles, and I don't just kind of talk off the top of my head. I use my journalistic background, and I go out and interview the people involved and really get their insights into what inspires them, why they've decided to do things the way they do them.
And I mean, once you take a look at the site, folks, you'll see what a tremendous writer that Harlene is, and the photographs are unbelievable, too. You really almost imagine that going into the restaurant can't live up the way things look. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I try and stay true to it, you know, I mean, I don't want anyone to be disappointed, so
yeah.
I try and stay true to what I'm experiencing and seeing, yeah. So.
And I see so far your primary focus has been Chicago, your hometown, although you're now reviewing places in other locations.
Yeah, I had a trip to New York recently, so and anytime I travel, I'm going to be picking up restaurants as I go along. I've got trips scheduled this spring to the Bay Area and L.A., a trip to Austin as well, which is another good restaurant town. So I will be featuring places from my trips, and actually I'm going to be going this fall to Paris and Barcelona.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to do some places there. Anywhere I go, I mean, I know there are places out there, whether they are designed, you know, by a top team of interior designers or just the chef owner, there are places all over the place that are really worthy to get some attention.
And for you Top Chef fans out there, Harlene's already interviewed a restaurant with Stephanie Izard, who won Top Chef, I think, two seasons
Stephanie
ago.
Izard, yeah. She has a restaurant in Chicago now, The Girl and the Goat, and that's super hot. And, yeah, I had that up a couple of weeks ago and was able to have a nice conversation with Stephanie. And she was very, very into talking about the design of the restaurant, which it's gorgeous, and also her food and her, you know, she has a passion for beer, so we had a nice chat about what to eat with goat.
So have there been any surprises so far since you've launched the site?
Well, I think the biggest surprise has been kind of twofold, and it's been the willingness for chefs or owners to speak with me. Twofold in that I say some kind of get the power of the internet and are really up for it. Stephanie, for example, I even talked to her before my site was launched, and she just kind of went with it without even having seen my site. I think she's very savvy, and chefs like Stephanie know the power of the internet and how many people are out there looking at things, reading things. Conversely, there's been some people who've chosen to ignore my requests, and I think do not kind of get the power of the internet, and that's been surprising as well, because you really can reach a lot of people through a website.
Yeah, and I've known, you know, some of the restaurants that I've attended, you know, when you go to their sites beforehand, you could tell some of them are definitely not tech savvy, and that's to be expected. They're busy running
right
in the restaurant.
But the smart ones know that you know, people are out there looking, and
yeah.
You know, if you want to get some attention, you need to have a nice website and have people be able to access it.
Yeah, I often look at a restaurant site before I go. That's a smart thing to do, I think. Well, good luck to you. It looks great, and
Thank you so much.
To be a fan, and I definitely encourage all of you out there to check it out.
Yeah, and one thing, if you don't mind me mentioning, I'm going to be putting in a searchable directory. So even once you read the pieces, the postings, they will go into a searchable directory. So if you ever want to go back and revisit the site, you remember a place, you're traveling or you're going out for dinner that night and remember a place that I featured and it struck you, you can go back into the site, search the directory under the cuisine or the region of town or the city that I've featured it in, and find it there.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks,
Brock.
Thank you.